This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And welcome to an afternoon as we celebrate the election of the first pope to have been born in the United States. And he was born right here in the great city of Chicago. My name is Chuck Swirsky. I do the radio play-by-play for the Chicago Bulls on 670 The Score.
Well done by Chuck there. Judson Richards, Luke Canella is in for Spiegelman Holmes on a Friday. A reminder, Cubs baseball coming your way in just about an hour. Zach Zame will have your pregame show. Cubs and the Yankees. So the final three-game set, the final series before we head off in to the All-Star game. How about that, Luke Canella? Chuck Swirsky talking about the Pope at the rate. The Pope of Chicago in.
You know how long Chuck and I go back? Can you bring up Chuck Swirsky for a second? Is he there?
I don't have the power, but I know the two that can.
There he is. Chuck, you there?
Yes, I am, Lou. Hello.
Let me share a story about Chuck Swirsky. I was going to Oak Lawn High School, all right, back in 1983. And Chuck came and spoke to Dave Wills, the late Dave Wills, who was my best friend. Dave and I grew up together, were roommates together, and Dave and I were the co-sports editors of the Oak Lawn High School Spartanite. And Chuck came and spoke to our class. And when he was finished speaking to the class, we broke off. And I asked Chuck if there was any way I could come see him. At that time, he was doing sports with Mitch Michaels and Sky Daniels at the Loop. Right, Chuck?
Yes, sir.
And I went to Suite 3750 at the old Loop Studios at the Hancock Building and spent an afternoon with Chuck. And Chuck sat me down and brought up, he wanted me to become an Ohio Bobcat, but I didn't do that. He said, if you can go to Syracuse, if you've got the grades, go to Northwestern, or there's this real solid communications program being started at Loyola University here in town. And I would recommend one of those schools. And I went to Loyola, all thanks to Chuck. And I will always be in debt to Chuck, who is a mentor of mine, who's become a great friend of mine, and who I look up to.
Well, number one, Lou, you're very kind, but I'm going to turn the table because this is you. This is not about me. This is about you and the job you've done over the decades of professionalism, kindness, integrity, everything that goes into what makes a successful individual really isn't based on, you know, ratings. It's based on what you do with your life and how you affect other people. And Lou, I'm so proud of you. As you know, you're a good friend. You could go right down the list of not only interns that I've had, including Mitch Rosen. I'm just thrilled about your success.
He's such a good man. Now tell us what's going on in Vegas.
Guys, can we get the Bulls already?
Yes, well, they're going to play Toronto in a couple hours here.
It's, you're a former team, yeah?
Yes. It's 115 here in Vegas.
Oh, that sounds dangerous, Chuck.
It is dangerous. But it's 115, but inside. So the Bulls are going to play the Raptors, and the Bulls right now, if you look at the roster, I mean, this is really about, I mean, Bezelis is going to play a game, maybe two. We'll find out more after the game if Billy Donovan, AK, and Mark, how they want to handle this roster with Bezelis. But Bezelis, as you know, loves to play. And when I say he loves to play, we throw that around a lot, guys. He flat out loves to play. He is a legitimate gym rat. So you got Bezelis, but more importantly, we want to see Noah Essanye, who is the 12th pick overall, anxious to see him play. And then the second-round pick, Lachlan Ulbrich, and he's a big, burly guy from Australia, goes about, I would say about 6'10", and I've met him, and he is so big. He was born October 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. I mean, he is huge.
Chuck, what should we be looking for Essanye? Especially, you know, it's great that we're going to get to watch Montas just simply because Bezelis is who he is. But I think we got a sense pretty early watching Summer League last year that Montas was going to be a player. What should we watch for Essanye?
Well, that's a very good question. And to be candid with you, I've only seen him on tape. I have never seen him in person. So what I've seen on tape, very athletic. His stride to the rim is amazing, and he can finish around the rim. I'm anxious to see his shooting. Defensively, if he gets beat off the dribble, he can make up for it with his length, with his arms, blocking shots or altering shots, which the Bulls need, as we know. And so I think we have to also pump the brakes. He's the second youngest player in the draft next to Cooper Flagg. I mean, he is 18 years young. And while I love Summer League, and I do love Summer League, and it's really an introduction for a lot of these players about the game itself, but really this is not, quote-unquote, the real NBA. And when he is indoctrinated into the real NBA, that's when we'll find out where he's at. But I'm encouraged by the feedback I'm getting from other players regarding his motor, his competitive spirit, the way he can close out defensively because of his length, because offensive players have to respect the fact he can block their shot. So we'll see.
Do you expect much offensively from him, Chuck? We hear a lot about his defensive prowess out there and about how he can run the floor as well as he does, almost like a gazelle out there at 6'9". Offensively, I mean, what would be realistic to expect from an 18-and-a-half-year-old that's now into the NBA?
Well, if you're talking about the Summer League, do I think they're going to run some sets for him? Absolutely. Do I think he's going to get a lot of playing time? Yes. Now, remember, we're still talking about an 18-year-old who just came to the United States, who's learning Summer League plays and callouts on sets. So we have to, again, be patient. I can tell you, and I'm as guilty as anyone, and I admit I will raise my hand on this, at times I get carried away after what I see in Summer League play. I really do. And then all of a sudden, I start thinking to myself, wait a minute, you know, this is 10 days in Vegas. They're going up against other first or second year players, maybe some Euro players. This is not the regular season of an NBA. So in a long about way to answer your question, I would say that I'd like to see him, how he handles the post. I want to see his physicality, if it's there. And I also want to see his long-range shooting, so I think we're going to get a steady diet of all those.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
He is Luke Canales. I'm Judson Richards. We're in for Spiegel Holmes on a Friday. Cubs baseball coming up at 5:30. He is the voice of the Bulls, Chuck Swirsky, with us on The Score as the Bulls get set to play their first Summer League game tonight. They will take on the Toronto Raptors. Chuck, let's talk about Lachlan Ulbrich a little bit. Again, and it's exciting, right? You said I've only seen Noah on film. Same for Lachlan Ulbrich. Bulls fans are going to really get to see these guys for a first chance in a Bulls uniform. But What should we know about Ulbrich? What have you seen from his game?
Well, I'll give you a story. As a freelance broadcaster during the summer, I called the play-by-play for what they call the Canadian Elite Basketball League. There are 10 teams throughout Canada, and the games are televised on TSN, which is kind of the equivalent in Canada of ESPN here in the States. There are 10 teams ranging from Montreal to Vancouver. So the other day I did a game in Vancouver. They were playing Scarborough, which is a suburb of Toronto. And so I ran into one of the players on Vancouver who is from Australia, who knows all the Aussies. He's 32 years old. His name is Mitch Creek, and you can probably Google him. So he knows everyone and anything about players around the globe in Australia playing elsewhere. So I said, listen, have you ever heard of Lachlan Ulbrich? And he said, of course. And we started talking about him, and he was very encouraged with his upsize that he can handle the physicality of an NBA game. But again, I want to underscore, I have never seen him in person. I caught some tape of him the other day. He runs the floor. And when I say he runs the floor, both of these guys have motors. Now, that doesn't mean that all of a sudden they're going to, you know, get a lot of burn and playing time. But good things happen when you run the floor, when you're aggressive, and when you play with an education of basketball like you, how to finish and how to run a break. And that's what I want to see from both guys.
You know, you touched on Bozelas, and I wanted to ask you about Bozelas, Chuck. I mean, this is a kid who took over one of the starting jobs at power forward, back in February and really developed over the course of the year. I mean, you just saw him. It was visible even to the fan, not just the basketball expert, his progress out there on the court. And I know that he's building strength right now during the offseason. It's a priority for him. In this team, they don't want him to get too big because he's got that wiry frame that allows him to do so much out there on the basketball court. He still has that explosiveness of his. What would you like to see? What area of Bozelas' game would you like to see improve most?
Well, I'd like to see two things. Number one, his three-point shooting shot 36% last year. And I would like to see that go up by a couple of percentage points. If he can get around that 38 percentage points, 38, 39 on the cusp, that would be a great improvement from his rookie year. I mean, what we saw out of him, remember, he played 80 games. And as you mentioned, Lou, the second half, he was in the starting lineup. And I think not only did he embrace that and he embraces pressure, but also I think he thrives on it. And he got tested. Teams were running a lot of stuff at him, and he wouldn't back down.
And consequently, and if you look at what you just said, he has bulked up. Now, he has not ruined his game because of the weight mass and the muscle mass, but I do think you're going to be able to see him take some punishment and give it right back. Because let me tell you what, Lou, I have seen this kid, and I've seen a lot of players go through the, you know, Advocate or Chicago Stadium, United Center. This kid I would put right up there with the best of the best in terms of passion for the game. I'm not talking about talent yet. I'm talking about passion for the game. I've said this many times, guys. There is a difference between players who like the game and players who love the game. And Mattis loves the game. And honestly, Lou, you know what? I look at your career. You love what you do. When you're on that Bears sideline and you're bringing us Bears coverage on preseason games, you love what you do. And it comes across on television instead of just, you know, stand up, Mike, we're going to do this and we'll get, you know, our 30 seconds, 60 seconds back to the booth. It doesn't work that way in life. It doesn't work that way if you really want to take the next step. But you've got to have a passion in your heart to succeed. And this kid has it.
Yeah, you can see it. It's obvious. When you watch Mattis Bezalis out there, I mean, throughout the game, whenever he's out there, you can just see he is oozing with this desire to do his best. I mean, I love the kid's energy.
And I mean this sincerely, Chuck. I hear the same when you call a game.
Well, thank you. But let me just say one other thing, and I appreciate that. I'll say one other thing about Mattis. When the Bulls lose a game, remember, we're talking about 82 games. But when the Bulls lose a game, this kid is so down and he's upset because he hates losing. And I think there are a lot of players, if you look back at the great ones, they will tell you they hated losing more than they like winning. And they love to win, but they hate to lose. When you walk out of the United Center, you get on the bus on a road trip, and he's got his head down because he always says, what could I have done better? He is so coachable, and the job Billy Donovan did with him in the second half of the season, because this kid had to earn his minutes, and I don't care what profession you're in, you have to earn it. I tell my own three children, and two are in the NBA, that there is no such word as entitlement. You throw the word entitlement right out the window, and you show up, you play, and you play to the best of your ability, and after that, then you know what? You're going to win. You're going to lose. You're going to have bad games. You're going to have great games. But you come back, and you can't be afraid to fail because everyone fails. It's how you handle failure and how you respond to it with perseverance, and that's the key, Lou.
Hey, Chuck, before you go, you know, they got some great pool parties out there in Vegas. I just want to know if you're going to be hitting any of those pool parties.
No. I don't. On that note, I'll send it back to you.
I love it. I love it. Chuck, thanks, man. Good to talk to you.
Okay, guys, thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.